So we'll just start off with the easy stuff. I have a confession. We are having a service of healing and wholeness. But, and I know I'm not alone in this, so I figured we'd just start with a little bit of honesty. I, like many of you, I do believe, struggle with understanding how praying for miracles or healing is connected to God intervening in our lives. Now, I believe that God is active in the world, yes, and desires for all of us to be whole and to be complete. But I struggle to have that kind of faith that asks you to take that leap, to trust what you don't understand how something works. It's the kind of faith that expects more than reasoning can give you. Blind faith, sometimes people call it. That's the kind that's hard for me to swallow. And in that respect, I've never been able to make sense of miracles. It's extremely difficult for my scientifically trained mind to believe that God still chooses to heal some and not others based on someone's prayer. Not only is science bigger than that, but I know God is much bigger than that. Yet somehow, here, this morning, despite all of that, we're having a service of healing and wholeness. This is the fourth Sunday in our series on Christian practices, and healing has long been a Christian practice. Beginning with Jesus, we find a teacher, right, as well as a Messiah, that so many crowded around to find healing. The woman who was hemorrhaging, Peter's mother-in-law on her deathbed, a paralytic man dropped down through a ceiling, a blind man begging outside the temple, all these and so many more. Then in the first three centuries of the early church, there are many stories of miraculous cures recorded, and the laying on of hands, as we hear in the New Testament as well, as a normal part of the church's mission. But then the church records become quieter, and we see the church become more involved in the Middle Ages with the preparation for death as plagues and wars sweep across the European continent. Those in our Calvinist tradition, after the Reformation of the 16th and 17th centuries, theologically articulated that healing practices were no longer a necessary part of a daily life of Christians. The Holy Spirit is no longer active through those sorts of means. We do, however, as many of you I'm sure are aware of, see a rebirth, right, of the healing in the late 19th and 20th centuries with the birth of the apostolic and charismatic movements in Christianity, where healing is more about having enough faith so God can heal you. Although within our own tradition we question more than trust miraculous healing, we firmly hold that healing in so many forms is still the work of God and of the people of faith. This begs the question then, with our modern inclinations towards science, what kind of healing do we need anyway? And how does God work to heal us and make us whole? The Christian practice of healing is so much broader than Benny Hinn or pioneer church revivals. What parts of us are broken that need to be mended? What parts within you need to know wholeness and peace? What places in your life, in our world, need to be reminded of God's presence now more than ever? Maybe it's your body. Maybe you are one who lives with horrible chronic pain. Nothing helps it subside. You pray every day for some relief, but it just doesn't come. Maybe you've just gone through a divorce, a death like any mortal one, with grief that spills out into every aspect of your life. You want healing that pushes you out of the darkness and on with your life. Or maybe you just don't know where you need healing. Life is just a monotonous cycle, and that in itself can be painful. Most of your friends perhaps have gone on to be with God, or are in retirement communities, or maybe your family lives far away and there is no one to check in on you during the daily grind. You try desperately not to feel sorry for yourself, but sometimes you just don't want to get up in the morning and get back into the monotonous cycle that has become your life. Our world is broken. We are broken. Pieces of our lives need the balm of God's presence and peace. We all could use a little healing. And God is here, always here, to sustain us and grant us peace. I guess you could say we are having this service because our God promises us that God is active in the world, and we trust that there is more to life than simple logical analysis. We want to leave a little room for the mystery of God's Spirit to move. We believe that God is not only present, but that through Jesus Christ, the promise of wholeness and peace can be a reality for all of us. The battles we all face within ourselves, our families, and our communities, God promises reconciliation. The pain we all live with, God promises the Spirit's presence and hope in the life beyond where there will be no more tears. The uncertainty of our future. God offers a foundation from the beginning of your life to its earthly ending. The hole within ourselves that we have mistakenly filled with things that don't fit, like accumulation of stuff, of food, of drink, of sex, of entertainment. God reminds us that in this place, and especially when we participate in something more intentional, like a ritual of healing and wholeness, that God is that which fills our souls and feeds us with unending love. We forget these basic things, friends, and today's service is to remind us of just that. That somehow God will come to you in this place. God offers you God's presence. Our powerful God offers each of us peace. In our text for today, in the gospel text, we find the disciples and Jesus completely spent. There really isn't anything significant in the text at all. It's not really even a story. It shares the parts of the story of Jesus and his disciples that are often behind the scenes of his work in the world. We find the disciples and Jesus simply exhausted. They are running on fumes. They are still being pursued by the crowd, those who long to find out just a little bit more about Jesus and who he is. They are so bogged down by people on all sides that all the disciples can't even manage to find a place to eat. This text shows us that even for Jesus, life wasn't just about the flashy miracles or profound speeches. There also was the ordinary, the traveling from town to town, the rhythm of eating and drinking and stopping and resting when you are worn out. The regular parts of life. And yet, the brokenness still finds them in the everyday parts of their lives. Maybe you are one of Jesus' followers today whom he needs to remind of their need for peace, of your need for wholeness. Your life is packed full. Your schedule leaves no room for the luxuries like prayer and rest. Each day you move in some order of work, kids, grandkids, church, eat, sleep, and repeat. Can you hear him calling you this day, saying, "Come away to a deserted place, all by yourselves, and rest a while"? This morning there is space. There is time. Jesus is saying, "Come away to a deserted place, and rest a while." Or maybe you are one of those people later on in the text that yearns to find Jesus and simply be healed. You are keenly aware of the places in your life that you need to hold out to God and ask for restoration and peace. You yearn to touch and to be with God. For with God there is always hope, there is solidarity, love, and often joy. And the nice thing about Jesus is that God doesn't get overwhelmed with our stuff. Jesus can handle being crowded and pursued all the time. Let us be the crowd that seeks after him. Let's ask for healing, for wholeness, for reconciliation, and the removal of those things that keep us from loving ourselves and our neighbors. So whomever you are today, whether you hear Jesus calling for the first time in a long time to come away and to find rest for your soul, the healing of your spirit, or whether you already know the places in your life that you wish to lay before God, both are welcome in this place. Both are part of the ordinary life of faith. Today we will have the meal that sustains us, and we will have the anointing of oil, if you so desire, that will remind us that when we come to Jesus, he will heal us. And just as Jesus was always found by the crowds, today, Jesus offers himself anew to us. Jesus will reveal himself to us when we ache for his presence. And that is a miracle. A renewed hope in the miraculous can enable us to sense God's hand in every aspect of our lives and to thank God for the miracle of forgiveness, of grace, and of life itself. In our world, it is hard to find a place to rest and to be restored, to eat and to drink and to do life-giving things, to find that place and those things that are life-sustaining. Today, we are here in God's presence. So may we all be filled with spiritual food and find rest, healing, and wholeness this day.